One of the great things, and maybe even sometimes frustrating things, though, about the Psalms is we just aren't always given the context to when they're written. But I like to imagine about when David was writing this song and contemplating this song. When did he compose it? I like to think that maybe it was shortly after the people of Judah anointed him as king. As he is anointed king and the tribe of Judah has his back, he then goes into a campaign to unite all the tribes of Israel into one nation under one king. And I imagine as he stands over the battlefield preparing for war, as he looks upon his men, that maybe in that moment he remembers. And he remembers where he came from and what God led him through. He remembers his humble beginnings as a shepherd boy, watching sheep in the field, a time for him that seems so long ago, when he wielded rod and staff rather than sword and shield. He remembers defending his sheep against wild animals. He'll recount how he fought off lions and bears as he defended them. He remembers leading his sheep to good and safe pasture land, seeking out the lost, carrying the stubborn, tending to the injured, seeing after the sick. As he prepares for battle, maybe he also recalls how God pulled him from watching his flock and anointed him as king under the prophet Samuel. Anointed him as king, even as Israel already had a king. He remembers how God guided his sling as he slew the giant Goliath. As God protected him from the mad king Saul when Saul sought out David's destruction. How God walked with him as he hid from his enemies, even amongst his enemies. How the Lord watched over him as he fought foreign and godless peoples. I imagine as David stands over this battlefield, he remembers where God has been and how God has led him throughout his life. And then he can't help but proclaim, "The Lord is my shepherd." It's a remarkable thing for a former shepherd to say, and for a current king to declare. Because to claim the Lord as your shepherd is to say, well, it's to confess that I am a sheep. And to say that I'm a sheep is to say that I need to be led. I need guidance. I can't find the way to green pastures on my own. I can't find the safe still waters on my own. I can't find what would refresh my soul on my own. To confess that I am a sheep is to say, I need to be defended. I need to be protected from the lions, from the bears, from my enemies. I can't fend for myself against those things that would do me harm. To say that I am a sheep is to say that I cannot hope to walk the right paths God would want me to walk. It's to say that on my own, I will inevitably find myself lacking, find myself in want. Yet, I still try. Stubborn, dumb animal that I am, I still try. I try to live apart from the shepherd. I try to go it my own way, to walk outside the counsel of God, to walk outside and apart from the word of God, to walk away from his guidance. I try to do it my own way. I still try to fend for myself, though for armor I only wear wool, and for a weapon I have just my thick head. I attempt to find my own way still, though I have no idea where I'm going. I have no map, no compass, no guide. As a sheep, I often imagine myself strong. I imagine myself independent. I think of myself as self-sufficient, but I am and always will be a sheep. But then the valleys come, the shadow of death, of deep darkness. And in those valleys, thanks be to God, God gives me the grace to remember. To remember where God has led me. To remember how God has walked with me from the day I was baptized till now. Through all the trials, the tribulations, the dangers that I have gone through, God has walked with me. Protected me, sometimes, oftentimes, from myself. I remember, like David, where God has led me. In those valleys, I remember also who God is to me and who I am to God. And here, the words from our funeral service just fit so well. Whereas at the end of a service and we commend the dead to the Lord's keeping, we say that this is a sheep of God's own fold, a lamb of His own flock, a sinner of His own redeeming. By God's grace and by God's grace alone, in the valleys, I remember that about myself. In the valleys, I remember that the goodness and steadfast love, the mercy of God, has relentlessly pursued me. No greater place is this shown than in the steadfast love and relentless shepherding of Jesus, our good shepherd, who laid down His life for me, for you, His lowly sheep. And so by the goodness, the mercy, the grace, and God's Holy Spirit, from baptism to death, I remain a sheep of God's own fold, a lamb of His own flock, and a sinner of His own redeeming. God, by Your grace, keep me and all others in the faith. Hold me in Your flock. Through the leading of the Spirit, cause me to follow Jesus, my shepherd, that I may in the end be brought to His bounteous table. In Your name we pray. Amen.